I got another call for a shooting. It was on Court Street in our city. And I go down there and I do the same thing. I'm going to people, telling them about our plans, telling them that we had to pull together, that we were going to fight through this crime, we were going to drive down the violence. I barely paid attention to the dead body on the sidewalk and another one being rolled into an ambulance. After that night of being important, of being the mayor of New Jersey's biggest city, I went back to my home in the high rises of brick towers. I sat there with my BlackBerry reviewing the incident reports of the day, and then it came to that shooting on Court Street. And I looked at my BlackBerry and I saw the name of the murder victim. It was the kid from my lobby. It was the young man who was my father. It was this smart and charismatic young man who God had put in front of me every single day. I looked at my BlackBerry praying that the name would somehow change, praying that it was a mistake or maybe not the same young man, but it was him. I went to the funeral home on the day that we had services, and I did not feel like the mayor then. I didn't feel mayoral. I didn't feel important. All I could do was stand in the back of that funeral home. All I could do was to feel a darkness covering my heart as I watched everybody come to this kid's corpse. There were teachers and there were community activists and there were politicians, there were people from the buildings, there were his classmates.